It is 2nd of March. The calendar spring has finally arrived. Of course, it is still cold, the roads are still icy, and it sometimes snows. But the three hardest months of winter are behind us. Russia's calculation that Ukrainian soldiers would freeze to death in the trenches and their families in their homes did not come true. Now it will be warmer day by day, which means it will be a little easier for all of us. Well, enough about spring, because in today's episode I promised to talk about drones, which have become a real hallmark of this war. I'm not talking about huge military aircraft like the Reaper or Bayraktar, but about small ordinary drones that are available on the civilian market. For the first time, I encountered the military use of such things about 8 years ago in the Middle East, when the war against ISIS was in full swing. Jihadists seized West territories in Syria and Iraq. The battles did not subside for a day. ISIS and those who fought against it used tanks, cannons, even rocket weapons in these battles. I then worked as a reporter and ended up in a detachment of Iraqi Kurds who were hunting for jihadists. They were tough guys with modern rifles, satellite radios, night vision goggles, and a huge American pickup truck. They traveled around the outskirts of the city of Kirkuk and tracked down ISIS fighters. Their task was to find the enemy and destroy it if the enemy was small in number, or call in reinforcement from Kirkuk and with a combined force attack the jihadists. I joined them on one of their raids. We drove across the desert from one devastated and destroyed village to another. There were no jihadists anywhere. To be honest, we did not see anyone at all. The war went through that area like some kind of ruthless skating rink, killing or turning all the inhabitants of those lands into refugees. But the Kurdish fighters still stopped in front of each village, turned off the engine of their pickup truck and carefully studied the situation, peering into the sky and listening to all the sounds. They explained to me that they were afraid of an attack by drones of jihadists who had learned to turn small and cheap aircraft into deadly weapons. ISIS militants bought simple drones in bulk, costing a couple of hundred or even a couple of dozens of dollars, and attach grenades or simple improvised explosive devices to them, triggered by impact. These drones, when either dropped, were small bombs on the cars of ISIS opponents or, like kamikazes, flew into these cars themselves, exploding along with their cargo. I even saw the aftermath of such attack, a burnt-out Iraqi army truck that was destroyed by a kamikaze drone. In the current war, the functionality of drones is much wider. They are not only small bombers or mini-missiles that hit Russian invaders point-wise in trenches and dugouts. Ukrainian drones are also the main intelligence tool. Assault squads and gunners no longer need to sneak into enemy territory with binoculars, risking their lives to determine the coordinates of a target using a ruler and compass. All this is now done by drones. Air supremacy is now not only about airplanes, but also about small, barely noticeable drones that can detect an important object in the depths of foreign territory and direct missiles or artillery shells at this object. In addition, drones are used to deliver small batches of cartridges or grenades, to transfer medicines to the front lines, and more recently, the Ukrainian command has developed instructions for Russians on how to surrender to Ukrainian drone. With its movements in the air, the drone shows the Russians where to go and how exactly to surrender, and the instruction explains these movements in detail. All this makes drones almost the number one target for the Russians. They poked the front with electronic warfare systems and other electronic things designed to destroy or capture Ukrainian drones. We also catch and shoot down their drones. There is a real air war of robots, and the outcome of a ground war of people largely depends on the outcome of this air war of robots.